You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hello, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited that you're here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you keep listening, learning, growing, expanding, working on yourself, working on trusting your intuition, doing all the things that lights your fucking soul on fire, what the fuck is up, guys? You know I love you. You know I say this every episode, but it's true. Regardless of what you believe, you guys are making this world a better place, and I needed to remind you of that. You know, we don't realize sometimes we have these big expectations of like what we want to do and our dreams and our goals and how many people we want to help, the sort of people that we want to help. And at the end of the day, the easiest, most efficient way to make this world a better place is to work on yourself, to lead by example, to do the work, to sit with yourself, to learn and grow and expand. If you start with yourself, everything else just kind of follows through. People watch you. People will be able to see what a difference it has made in your life and in your perception of life. And when you do the work, it always pays off. It pays off not only for you, for your family, for your relationships. It just pays off for the world because you're raising your vibration. So keep doing you. Keep reading the books. Keep listening to the podcasts. Keep meditating, keep journaling. You're doing an amazing job, okay? Sometimes we get so wrapped up, and if we don't see the results and if we don't see the changes that are happening in our minds, in our lives, we can get a little discouraged. So just use this as a reference to know that like you're fucking killing it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. You're fucking amazing. So if this podcast is one of those tools that has been helping you, if learning about yourself, your soul, your intuition, learning to trust it, learning to see life from a different perspective, if this is helpful to you, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. So make sure, though, before you submit, to take a screenshot or a photo and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co. No M, and I am going to go ahead and send you something that I just kind of feel pulled to send you. Maybe it's a meditation, maybe it's a subliminal, whatever the case may be, just as a thank you, because I know our muggle lives are fucking busy, man. And I really do appreciate you guys taking that time out of your life to support my small business. So with that being said, this is kind of like a magical episode because so much has happened since the last time we spoke, and a lot of downloads. I don't know if it's the eclipse season. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I've had these incredible creative downloads, and I want to just kind of riff off them because it kind of involves you guys. So with that being said, I went on a hike last Saturday, and on this hike, I found, like, when I'm telling you this is a hike, like, this goes up to a really high peak. Like, there's a hill involved and everything like that. So when I found this lookout that I usually go to, because it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to, this was something new that I found there, and it was a mailbox. kudos to the person that trekked this mailbox up to this place. I mean, good for you, and what a beautiful thing that you did. And what they did was they left a bunch of notebooks in there, and it says show and tell on the mailbox. And I went in and I read some of these notebooks, and it was just such a beautiful experience. And I actually started crying, not gonna lie, because people would come and they would share wisdom or maybe what they're going through, and maybe they're just allowing things to come out into the open that they're holding on to. Maybe it's a secret. Maybe it's something that they're trying to heal. Maybe it's just whatever it is. Maybe it's just insight from their own life. It was one of the most beautiful experiences. Nobody left their names. Nobody left any sort of clue as to who they are. But when I went through and I saw the little notes and how, you know, people would leave inspiring words to the ones that are maybe grieving a loss or going through something, it's just, it was so beautiful to experience, because it really is, it really goes to show that no matter where we are in life, no matter how old we are, no matter what beliefs that we hold on to, we really are all connected at the soul level. We really are all one. And it was just such a beautiful experience. And it gave me an idea as to something that I can do to better help serve you guys, to be of more service. And that is something that I am introducing right now. So every month, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a episode, and I'm just going to call it sessions. I don't really know how this is going to go. I don't know what exactly this looks like, but this is something where you can send me maybe something that you're going through. Maybe it's something that you're ashamed of. Maybe it's something that you would just like insight on. Maybe it's just a diary kind of thing where you just want to talk about something that you're going through, or maybe you're holding on to, or maybe you just want to release. Maybe it's wisdom that you have learned along the way that you think can help somebody else. Whatever it is, I would love and I would be honored to be that channel for you. I would love to be that tube for you to share whatever it is you're going through with the world. Now, I know that sometimes this stuff can be very vulnerable, and it can be a little scary to share your name or whatever it is. So I want to say this can be completely anonymous if you want it to be. You can go to 10minutemail.com and create a burner email and send me whatever it is that you want to talk about, and I'll never know who you are. Right? It's kind of magical that way. So you can do that, or you can just use your own personal email. And I want to use this platform to help connect us all, because you don't know, we have no idea the things that we are ashamed of sharing, the things that we don't think anybody would resonate with. You would be amazed at how many people would resonate with it. You would be amazed at how many people you would make feel better just saying, like, I went through this and it sucked, but I promise you, like, it gets better. You have no idea how much power that holds. And if I can just kind of be the messenger, and if I can just create a place where this can happen, where we can all raise the collective vibration together, I'm all for it. So again, each month I'm going to do an episode strictly called Sessions. You can email me whatever it is. If it's something that you just want someone to hold space for you for, if it's something that maybe you wouldn't want some insight on, maybe it's something that you have learned that you feel intuitively guided to share with this platform, all for it. Send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co. Right? And I am leaving this again. This is super open-ended. If you want to share a secret that has been eating away at you, if you are wanting to just talk about what is on your heart and mind and soul, just do it. Just totally do it. You can make this completely anonymous. I promise you, even in your darkest days, if you share what you're going through, there is somebody out there that is going to be able to connect with you. There is somebody out there that needs to hear your voice, that needs to hear you, what you are going through, your story. So that is what I want to do. Okay. Again, this is like something that I don't know how this is going to pan out, but I really hope that this helps people. And I hope that it gives people a platform that helps them, you know that they are worthy of helping people. They are worthy. They are so much more than what you think. So again, go ahead and send me whatever it is you feel shared, whatever you feel guided to share at hello@ericarusso.co. If you want total anonymity, go ahead, make sure you go to 10minutemail.com. I'll never know who you are. And that's just how we're going to have to do it. And I'm really excited about this idea. I really think this is going to help a tremendous amount of people. And I'm so honored to be able to have this platform so I can do this, right? And sometimes, you know, I was even thinking like maybe when I do these sessions, I'll bring on another coach, I'll bring on another mentor. So there's two people holding space. There's two people that can give insight on a matter, and it's just going to be an amazing experience. And I'm really so excited to be sharing that with you. So before I head into the episode, I just want to state, if you are looking for a community, if you are looking to expand yourself, expand your consciousness, grow as a soul, grow your intuition, your psychic, your mediumship, maybe learn a little bit about witchcraft or astrology, or gosh, there's so much to do in the Modern Mystic Society. I invite you to come join my monthly membership, which is the Modern Mystic Society. This is a monthly membership that gives you access to a lot of psychic development circles each month, a breathwork class, a coaching session that I'm actually going to be doing right after I record this episode. You get a lot, and everything is recorded and put into the member portal that you have access to. Hannah does her astrology classes, which are absolutely incredible. We have another beautiful circle leader and host that teaches us about witchcraft and how to really dive into that. There's so much that this beautiful community offers, and I invite you to come join. It really is a high vibe place, and we have some incredible members, and I would love to meet you in there. You can head on over to my website and click on Modern Mystic Society at the top to come and join before enrollment closes. So with that being said, as you can tell already, I've had, I don't know if it's the eclipse or whatever it is, but I am tapped into some sort of magic lately. And this is the first time ever in the history of the Intuitive Souls podcast that I'm actually sharing a voice note from my phone. I don't want to really get so much into it. I'm just going to let you know that like the audio is obviously kind of shitty, but you can still hear. I'm going to try to tweak it as best as I can so the audio is better, but just bear with me. There is beautiful insight in what I am about to share, and it's all about patience. It is all about learning to cultivate patience for your life, for your business, whatever it is. And I don't know. This was an incredible download, and I'm really excited to be sharing this with you. I was like looking at my voice memos, and I have over 30. I have over 30 where I'll just be driving in the car and I'm like, oh, that's a good download. I need to put this somewhere before it leaves me. So I'm going to go through them, and I might be sharing more voice memos with you guys if I think that it's right for this podcast and for this platform. But I'm excited to be sharing this with you. Again, just be patient with the audio file, because it is, I'm driving while I'm recording this, but I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Again, if you have something that you feel called to share with an audience, if you want total anonymity, I'm going to start doing a sessions episode where I share with you all of this. I think it's going to be beautiful. I'm really excited about it. If you want total anonymity, if it's a secret that you just don't want to hold on to anymore, you want it out of your energetic space, you can go to 10minutemail.com, and it's completely and totally anonymous. You know, I think that sometimes
sharing our secrets. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so fucking good when we get rid of something that is holding us up, that is just making us feel resistant, that is taking us farther away from our higher self. It's not good for anybody. Secrets don't make friends. And I think that this is a really great place for you to be able to let go of those things that are no longer serving you. So I'm excited for everything to come. I hope everyone's having a wonderful June, and I will see you soon. Enjoy this voice note.
Okay, here is another one of my nuggets of wisdom that just came to me, and I have to put it out into the world. So here we go. So I just did a post regarding my rose bushes and just kind of really started getting into like the whole story about them and how I bought them and how I was really impatient for them to like grow and to thrive and everything like that. And it really kind of gave me like a deep dive into like the topic of patience, right? And how my whole life I've struggled with patience. Like I'm really bad at it. From, you know, when I was a kid to a teenager to, like, even an adult, like, I haven't mastered patience. And I realized, like, thinking about it and sitting with it, that's really a big thing for me. Like, that's a big life lesson, is patience, because it's ingrained in my whole life. Like, it's been a battle for me to find patience with things, and with myself, and with everything. And I just kind of started, like, just sitting in that energy of patience and just the process, right? The process of things, the process of, like, the seed that goes into the ground that then sprouts roots that then finally comes up and creates a flower or a plant or something along those lines. And just, like, the process of building a business and the process of, like, a baby turning into a toddler that turns into a child that turns into a teenager, all of that. It's not so much the end result. So here's something that came to me when it comes to sickness or something like that. The medicine, like, say you have, like, a strep throat or something along those lines and you need an antibiotic for healing, the antibiotic is for the physical body. It's for the physical body. So that's the answer for the physical body. But you're not going to feel 100% overnight. Like, if you go, like, I remember I got the flu and I took Tamiflu. I started get whatever it was, like Tamiflu or whatever. And it wasn't like I took it and then the next day I was perfectly fine. It was a process. It was a couple of days. Every day I felt a little bit better. And it's in that process, that's what the soul needs. So the medicine, the outcome, is for the physical body, but it's the process that is for the soul. The experience is for the soul body, on the soul level. You're supposed to learn, you know, when you feel like absolute dog shit, and then the next day you feel a little bit better. You feel like cat shit, and then the day after that you feel better than that. It's the process. The process is for the soul. The medicine is for the physical body. Right? And that is why patience is so important as a human, for the human experience. Because it's through the processes of the human experience that we evolve and we grow and we heal and we understand and we go to different layers of consciousness and awareness. It's the processes. It's the processes of the divorce. It's the processes of marriage, of growing up, of becoming a mother, of everything like that. It's the processes. The processes are what's important, and that's the process, and patience go hand in hand. It's like salt and pepper or peanut butter and jelly. See? Oh my God. Holy crap. This was a good download. I need to remember this for myself. Oh my God. It's the process. And that's why, and like patient, and like, it's like running shoe. Oh my fucking God. Okay. So like, the process is the marathon. It's the event. It's whatever it is. And patience is the running shoes. It's the running shoes. You can still get to your destination without the running shoes, without patience, but it's not going to be as enjoyable. It's not going to be as fulfilling because you are going to be in so much fucking pain, right? But if you get the running shoes, it fucking helps. It fucking helps. Woo! I love this download. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit. That is something that I needed for my soul. Oh, thank you.